It's the 4th of July, a day most of us celebrate with sparklers, fireworks, and what else? Barbecue. Well, if anybody knows anything about barbecue, it's the Neelys.
We're Gina and Pat Neely. Memphis barbecue is our family business. And when we met, honey, it was love at first bite.
That's Gina Neely, co-host of the Food Network show, Down Home with the Neelys, along with her co-host and husband of almost 20 years, Pat Neely. The duo made history on the Food Network. The show premiered as the highest-rated show in the history of the network's Saturday morning lineup, and it continues to be one of the Food Network's highest-rated shows. To top it off, Pat and Gina Neely have written two cookbooks. They own two restaurants in Memphis, Tennessee, and recently expanded their empire to the Big Apple with the opening of Neely's Barbecue Parlor in the heart of New York City. So on this 4th of July, when we figure just about everybody's out there grilling or wish they were or going to somebody's barbecue, who better to talk to than Pat and Gina Neely? And they are with us now. Welcome. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Happy 4th.
Well, you know, we have to start with your story. It's one of those boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back 10 years later stories. So who wants to tell the story first? Gina, do you want to start?
Boy, tell him.
Oh, okay.
So now we have the boy tell it, since he's the one who gained and lost.
Okay. All right.
If I tell it, I have a little bit of a different memory.
Yeah. He's going to remix it, as we say on the show. He's going to remix that story.
It's pretty incredible, though. I mean, Gina and I met when we were both 15. And as I tell my daughters now that are 23 and 17, I said, when, you know, I first met your mom, our parents knew each other, and we were at open house the first day of school. And my mother and Gina's mom, they met and they hugged and they kissed. And Gina was just mesmerized by me. I mean, I was a football player. And she
oh, the fireworks beginning already! Did you see that sparkle? Okay.
But after we met and we walked away, I asked my mother. I said, "Who was that?" And she said, "Oh, that was Jean. We went to school together 40 years ago." I said, "I'm not talking about that old lady over there. I'm talking about the little thing that was beside her." And, of course, we dated through high school. And, you know, I always tell people we ended up breaking up our senior year. We never even went to the prom together.
You know, I have to ask Gina, what did he do? Because I know he did something. No bias here.
No, I know.
What did he do?
You know, I have to say that I think when Pat and I met, we were both, like he said, we were both 15. And I was kind of this young, vibrant, wild, want to sell my oats, crazy chick, boop, boop, you know, just being me. And he was like just kind of calm and very responsible, very just on point, knew everything he wanted, what his passion was, his goal was. And I was still kind of finding myself. So I think that was really the initial thing that sort of kind of sent us in different directions. But it's so funny because actually when Pat and I got back together, 10-year reunion, we used to have reunion meetings at the restaurant that he owned. And I don't know. I just looked at him one day and he didn't quite look the same.
So, Gina, how about the idea of, though, joining an existing family business? Was that a hard sell for you?
Watch it.
I know. You know what, Michelle? It wasn't hard sell because I was in corporate America, and I'm a person that's sort of used to kind of structure and things working a certain way, and the wheel just kind of turning and going with the flow. But it ended up working out like a really good balance because where Pat was more operational, I guess I was more customer service oriented. You know, I could really kind of take the front end of the store and kind of implement ways to bring more dollars into it, putting a female touch on because it was all guys. So they never had that female touch. It needed that woman's touch or woman's worth right in there. So it ended up blending really well. It was a great, great balance for both of us.
Let me just play a short clip from the show, Down Home with Anneli, so we can get a sense of what that blend is like. Here it is.
She wants a few more marshmallows.
Just a minute. They look so
a half a cup or a little more than a half a cup.
So you just kind of toss this all around together.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be so great on top of that souffle.
Get the saltiness from the cashews, the sweetness from the coconuts, and the squeeziness from the marshmallows.
Yeah, I'll turn him into a crazy man. See how that balance came right? That balance came right into it.
Well, it sounds like you're both enjoying. We're talking with Pat and Gina Neely, co-hosts of the Food Network show, Down Home with the Neelys. Okay, so now let's talk barbecue. Who started with Pat? I guess you were the first in the restaurant business, so you started it off. Was barbecue kind of the core of the restaurant when you first got started? Was always going to be barbecue?
Always. And it's because of a couple of reasons. One, coming from Memphis, Memphis is always considered the barbecue capital of the world. I mean, you have some of the famous best barbecue that you're going to ever get anywhere in this country right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And what I like most about it, I have to say real quickly, is that you take meat from a very, very raw state and you season it with a spice that you've put together. And then you are going to cook it over an open flame and infuse it with smoke, whether it's hickory or apple or mesquite. And when you combine those types of ingredients and that technique of cooking, it's pretty incredible. I don't think that there's no other culinary cooking skill out there quite as unique as barbecue and smoking and grilling meat in an open flame.
I need to ask, though, Pat, though, are you going to give us one or two secrets? Are you one of those guys that leaves out some crucial thing so yours will mess up? So you will mess up and somebody's got to come to the restaurant.
You know what's sad? Down Home with the Neelys cookbook, our first cookbook was a New York Times bestseller. And our second cookbook, the Neely Celebration cookbook, has got all my secrets. I've given them all away. They're all in there. So you just have to pick them up. And when we were writing the book, I said, I can't believe I'm actually giving these secrets away. And Gina said, give it to them.
Can you give us just one thing for people? Because people who are hearing this will probably be in their kitchen, padding around in the kitchen and going crazy.
A great Neely's barbecue rub would be a tablespoon of paprika, smoked paprika, a tablespoon of sugar, and maybe a teaspoon of onion powder. Now, this is a great rub for your smoked meat that you're going to put on the grill, your brisket, your ribs, or your pork butts. And then if you're going to smoke some chicken, I would add maybe a teaspoon of salt to that rub as well because you want to flavor up the chicken just a little bit.
All right, well, Queen, what you going to add there? I know that typically the ladies are in charge of the sides. All right, break it down.
I'm going to add some sides. Honey, let's see. Now, with barbecue, you got to have baked beans, spicy coleslaw, potato salad. My mom makes the absolute best potato salad. That's also in the cookbook called Mama's Jeans Potato Salad. I don't care how many potato salads we do, hers tops it.
So we got the barbecue going. We got the brisket, I assume.
We've got to have some pork ribs. And then I have to do some turkey or some chicken. And now I've even gotten a little fancy with our chicken. And as opposed to just a barbecue chicken, I'll do a beer in a can chicken, which is a great recipe.
Excuse me.
You take a whole chicken.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
And, you know, I drink half of the beer in the can.
I was going to say, did you say how you got rid of the beer to put in the
beer? The other half, and the chicken has been marinated in a great dressing and a great seasoning. And then we smoke it on the grill because what you want to have is something for everyone. I mean, Spencer, our oldest daughter, her friend is even she's a vegetarian, so we might even do some portobello mushrooms on the grill and some bell peppers and things of that nature. And then Gina just goes crazy with the side items, and we're pretty much good to go.
Okay, good to go. Well, we've been talking with the king and queen of barbecue, the Neelys, Pat and Gina Neely, restaurateurs, authors, co-hosts of the Food Network show Down Home with the Neelys, and they were kind enough to take a short break from their 4th of July preparations to join us in Memphis, Tennessee. Pat and Gina Neely, thank you so much for joining us, and happy 4th
to you. Thank you, Michelle. Happy 4th of July, you guys. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Un, dos, tres, cuatro.